Come and see, come and see how important the power of Sholem is, because of the Koyach HaSholem, the world is Miskayim. The world exists. This is Shmir Saloshin Shar Zachira Perikir Aleph, share number 92, where the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that real Sholem, not an absence of conflict, but real peace, like we discussed yesterday in a different shir, it's not fake. It has to be real. When there's real Sholem, because of that midah, because of the power of peace, the oilum is miskayim. The world is in existence. Shekach omru chachavinu zichron levrocha, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, very famous Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Al gimel devarim ba'olam oimed. The world stands on three things. Al adin, v'al ha'emes, v'al ha'sholem. The world stands because of judgment, because of truth, and we're now focusing on that of shalom, of peace. What does that mean, Lamaisa, before we go further? What that means is that when we have a nisayon we're faced with, of making shalom, we have to realize it's not just between me and you, not between these two people, or between families, or between who knows what. But rather, the world runs, is miskayim, and it's going to have proper bracha to the world, as we'll see in the next piece, because of this midah of shalom. It's bigger than just us. When there's peace amongst people, the fruit trees are mizbarchin, are blessed to be successful. We take this for granted. You want apples? So you go to your fridge. Well, actually, let me tell you something. Apples don't grow in the fridge. Apples grow in the trees. This is what we're saying over here. We're saying that when a person is going to be mevater and going to give in for peace, he is causing the fruits to grow. That's what we have to realize. We have to understand the power of what happens when a person is being mevater. Peirisein mizborchin. Amru Chazal, God al Hasholem, peace is so great. Shehamoichik ois achas min Hashem. Oiver belois asei. Very famous medrash Chazal. We all know that it's horrifically forbidden to erase even one letter from Hashem's name. Shnemar v'ibadetem es shema min ha'mokem ahu. K'sib ba'asrei lo yisasun kein l'Hashem. Don't do this to Hashem. U'chidei l'hatil sholom bein ish li'ishtoi amra toira v'chosav es ha'olois ha'ele ha'koyin b'sefer ha'mocha el mei ha'marim. In regards to making peace between a husband and wife, which is quite amazing how this topic literally connects to our Peleoid's topic of Shalom Bayis between a husband and wife. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though it's forbidden to erase a letter from my name, when it comes to making peace between a husband and wife, you can erase my name. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Shmi Shenichta B'Kedusha Yimachay Alamayim. This is my name that was written B'Kedusha, should be erased by the water. God al Hasholem, Shokal HaBrachas HaToivois V'Nechomois V'Toivois Ach Shakosh Baruch Hu Mivin Al Yisrael Choismehen Sholem. Peace is so great that all of the brachas and all of the besuras toivos, all of the good tidings that Hashem will bring to Klal Yisrael, they all conclude with peace. The Kriya Shema Paris Sukat Sholoim. By Kriya Shema it says Paris Sukat Sholoim. By Tefila Oisa Sholoim. By Yechas Kohanim Yosin Lecha Sholoim. Lechein Havi Zehirim B'Midah Zu. Lehoiv Sholoim. Therefore, we have to realize how important this midah is. And don't just stumble across it, but run after it. There's no end to the reward. It's limitless for those who love peace and those who pursue peace. This is the end of the quote from the Sefer Milos HaTorah. In fact, we have a little more to finish this parak. Nishar HaSechir Parakir Aleph, so let's do that now. Mitzvah Zu. This mitzvah is what we say every single morning after Birchas HaTorah. From the Mishnah in Perkiah and Peyah, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, which incidentally happens to be what I learned with my boys yesterday, this Mishnah. O mitzvah zu, meha devarim sho adam ha'ichel perisayim v'ilam hazeh v'akeren kayemes lo ilam ha'ba. This pursuing peace, running after peace, is one of the mitzvahs that the Mishnah tells us that a person enjoys its fruits of the reward in this world, but the main reward is waiting for him in the world to come. Menuchel Leroy says, Goydel in Yonah, Gam came in my Damrin Betainis. We also see from the Gorantainis, Daf of Beis Amar Aleph. In the case of Rabbi Breiko, Chayzo, Havakoy Beshuko, Dbe Lefet. Rabbi Breiko was standing in the marketplace in the city called Be Lefet. Who comes to greet him? Right? You ever go shopping and someone says, oh, look, it's nice to see you. Nice to bump into you here. So who comes to Rabbi Reiko, Chizo? None other than Eliyahu Hanavi. Os Eliyahu Zechreinu Levrach Yischazel Lei. Eliyahu Hanavi appears to him. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Reiko asks Eliyahu a question. You see Eliyahu Hanavi, he asks him a question. Miko Bahai Shuko Bar Almadasi? Is there anyone in this marketplace? There are people who are destined to the world to come. Bnei Olam Haba? This is the question Rabbi Breiko Chayzo asked Eliyahu Navi. Marintainist Chav Bezamar Aleph. Amar Lei Lek. No. No one's, sorry. Adahochi Vahochi Osahu Gavra. In the meantime, a certain person passed by. By the way, the Chavetz Chaim is eliminating one of the pieces of the Gemara to bring out a point. Adahochi v'ahochi, osa hu gavra, a person comes by. Adahochi v'ahochi, osa trei achrina. While they were still talking, yet another two people passed by. Who are these people? So he says, Adahochi v'ahochi, osa trei achrina, amr lei, hani nami b'nei amu adahosi ninu. Ah, these men. You ask me a question? These men are worthy to be destined to Olam Haba. Ozel Gabayu, Amr Lu, Mayuv Daichu. So Rabbi Breiko went to them, says, what do you do? Like, what yeshiva are you a yeshiva at? What organization, chesed organization, do you work for? What is your schus that you're a ben Olam Haba? Well, that's what we're here for. We're here for Olam Haba. So he wanted to know, what's the secret? Amar Lei, you ready for the answer? Amar Lei, Inshi Bidichei Anan. He says, we are professional comedians. We are professional comedians. We don't make fun of people. We make people happy. Ki chazinan inish da'atziva daite mevadchinon lei. When we see someone who is sad, we make it our business to cheer him up. And he says here in brackets, because this is a tremendous mitzvah, and it's included in v'ahavta recha kamoicha, that when you see a person who's down and he's sad, to lift up his spirits. And even more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you care about my children. You care about my children. You see they're sad. And you put your arm around them. And you say, everything okay? There's something I can do to help. when the person sees someone else cares, it that alone is worth $1 million. And the person feels that he's not alone, it is unbelievable, tremendous chesed.
Similar to a person who has a son living in a faraway city, and his life is filled with worries and suffering.
There's no question. There's no question that the father who is very far away yearns that someone will take care of his son. You know what can happen? A person is worrying the whole time because of his very sad state. He can become physically ill. His emotional state can affect his physical state. And a father who's far away, he knows he can't physically do anything. He can't. And he yearns for someone to be able to reach out to him.
Ubanim anachnu l'Hashem Elokeinu. We are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Hashem's children.
As Chazal have already told us in regards to Tzedakah.
Inami ki chazinun ki beitrei di izluhu tigro behadi adodi. Another explanation that Eliyahu Navi told him is that when he saw people fighting, tarchinon v'avdinon hu shloma behadi adodi. Adkan ha-perik yiralif, that when he saw people fighting amongst each other, they made sure to make it their business to make peace amongst these people. And that's why Eliyahu Navi said, these people, he answered, B'raiko Chayuzah, are B'nei Oilam Haba, are people for the world to come. We take a tremendous lesson out of this. It keeps the world in existence. Not only that, it brings bracha to the world. And not only that, it creates a schus for the person himself to be a Ben Oilam Haba. Let's make sure we take these lessons to heart and let's run after Redoif Oiv Shalom. Let's love peace and run after peace.